Welcome to Seeing Your Inner Brilliance, the podcast dedicated to helping you as a driven, high-achieving woman move one step closer to taking total ownership of your desires and self-worth. I'm your host, self-worth and confidence coach, Charlsie Childers, and I bring to you today another woman being featured in the Unstoppable Woman series. This is where I highlight a woman who has become unstoppable in her own special, freaking amazing way. So on the days when you just aren't feeling it, when the odds seem stacked against you, or you want a little boost of inspiration and connection to lift you higher, look for these episodes in the Unstoppable Woman series. May they bless you, may they encourage you, and continue pointing you in the direction of your unstoppable, whatever that looks like for you. So up today is my new friend Margie. She's a mom of three older children. She's a speaker, a PR professional with over 25 years of experience, and she's the author of her new book called The PR of Parenting. Now, this is available for pre-order right now. And this book, oh my goodness, it is so, so cool because Margie takes her wisdom as a PR expert and shows us how to use these strategies and techniques to help us become even better moms. How cool is that? Such a unique and different spin on parenting. And now Margie is sharing it with us. So, so fascinating is all I've got to say about that. So that's why I'm highlighting Margie on this episode, because I think we can relate to wanting to do something maybe that we haven't seen, you know, being done before, or maybe it's completely revolutionary. And that can be very exciting, can't it? It can also be really hard. Stepping out and doing something when you feel like you're the only one who gets it. Wondering if you can juggle it all, and or feeling drawn to something that you can't even really define or articulate the physicalness of it. You just know that you're drawn to it. You're drawn to more in life. You're drawn to feeling purposeful and fulfilled every single day. You don't know what that looks like. You're just drawn to it. And all of that, like I said, can be exciting. It can also feel very hard and kind of lonely, or like you're, you know, the only sheep in the field. Oh my goodness. I pray this conversation with Margie inspires you today. And before we dive in, I love to keep you updated and in the loop about what's going on in my world and how you can come play if you feel led to. So right now, the Made for More Masterclass is available. This is for women who feel like there's more to life and either feel crazy or guilty for wanting more than the good life they already have. In this masterclass, we tap into trusting these feelings and nudges inside of you, believing your desires are connected to your calling, and helping you own the flipping amazing life you envision for yourself without apologizing or justifying it. Ugh! So, so good. I sure needed this 6 years ago when I was at the start of my journey and pursuing my dreams and desires. To be honest with you, I even go back to this material when I'm having one of those days when I'm just not feeling it. Or if I'm in a momentary, you know, moment of doubt or in a funk, I go back to this material because it's so good. Plus, it's super affordable at $225. Plus. Right now, when you purchase the masterclass, you get a complimentary follow-up call with me to walk through the mindset and psychology that we go over in Made for More. So we discuss what comes up for you, we apply it to your specific situation, and we just get to geek out together on the fact that you are made for the amazing life and things that you desire and envision for yourself. So fun. You can check out that link in the episode description. Now, the other thing that's going on right now is my latest program called Be That Girl. And this is seriously one of the most fun and one of my most favorite programs I've ever created because of how powerful it is to not look to the external for proof and evidence that you can do the things that you want to do. No more waiting to see if it works before you believe that it can work for you. No more waiting for the number of downloads, number of sales, or testimonies to come in to believe that you know enough or smart enough, that you know enough people or any of that jazz. Really, it's hoopla, not jazz, but still. And no more convincing yourself that your desires aren't as important as your son's football game or a clean house or anything else going on in your life. No, you get to feel super successful AF now. You get to fully embrace your worth and achievements now. And you get to take action from this place of confidence to propel you into the results that you desire. Be That Girl teaches you the mindset, psychology, and energetics of all of this through 6 intentional masterclasses, 3 bi-weekly calls, and a supportive community with the other amazing women who are also on this journey. So you'll ignite the inherent power that's already inside of you. Oh, yes. Save $202 while we're in pre-sale, and we start in a few weeks. Whew, so much goodness in my world, and I am so, so grateful to be able to support you in these ways. Now, without further ado, let's hear from Margie and be freaking encouraged today. Hi, Margie. Welcome to Seeing Your Inner Brilliance. I am so excited for you to be here today, and I just know that you have incredible wisdom to pour into us, not only from a career aspect, from being a mom and being a mom to, you know, older kids and teenagers, and then, of course, everything that you are doing and creating in your world, which we will have to talk about. But yeah, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
How you doing today?
Oh, all over the place.
Sounds like a mom to me. Sounds like a mom to me. I think we all are all over the place.
That's
part of our MO, right?
That is so true. And something, when you and I connected the first time, or maybe when I was looking at your website, but something that really stuck out to me is that you have this real passion and you have centered yourself around this question of how can I handle this? And I know whether we're moms or, I mean, really, literally in every aspect of our lives, I'm sure we are asking ourselves that at some point. You know, maybe it's in one particular season or another. So if you will, just go into telling us about you and how you came to centering yourself around this question.
Well, I have been in public relations for, I'm going to date myself, 30 years. And I have a company called Must Have Communication. And my specialty is medical PR. And I've been a working mom for over 25 years now. And whether I was at the job or whether I was at home, I would watch current events go by and I would always ask myself, okay, I'm being presented with this situation. How on earth am I going to handle this? Now, at work, I used public relations strategies because that's what I do professionally. So I would think, what strategy should I employ here in order to get from point A to point B and be successful with the initiative? Then I would go home and I would have these ultimately 3 little kids and something would happen and I'd say to myself, how on earth am I going to handle this? Now, ultimately, as young moms and, you know, with little kids, we consult with each other. And over the years, you try what works, you try to avoid what doesn't work with what you've heard. And I've had a big fast forward, and now I have the benefit of retrospect. And what I understood, Charlesy, is that very naturally, without realizing it, I use my public relation superpowers to bring up my kids. And what's kind of cool about public relations is that it's a common denominator for an awful lot of professions out there. So I think the moms listening might listen to this conversation and go, wait a second, I have that same superpower and I didn't even know it. So I've ultimately written a book called The Power of PR Parenting, which is a 2020 hindsight of how to handle it from a PR pro perspective through my lens as a professional. And I'm hoping that what I was able to do successfully, as well as my hiccups, can benefit today's mom and future moms so that they have an easier time parenting. So when you ask yourself, how on earth do I handle it? You'll actually have an answer.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations on your book. I know that's such a spiritual, at least from my perspective, when you're creating something of that magnitude, it's such a spiritual journey. It's a continuation of a deep personal journey. You know what I mean? And yeah, so I really acknowledge you and commend you. That is so, so exciting. And I love how you tie in PR and parenting, because a lot of the times we view our careers as one bucket. We view being a girlfriend or a wife, you know, the romantic aspect of us, in another bucket. And then if we're moms or caregivers, we group that in a bucket. And so we see these separate buckets. However, they are all very much interconnected. And when we can apply the same principles in every facet of our life, that's when we can, at least once again, from my experience, that's where we can grow and we can become better in each of those areas. And so if you will, talk to us, like give us a little bit of insight. What does that look like? How has PR and parenting, how do the two go together for you in your world?
Well, let's start with the point you just made. Everybody has their skill sets. Everybody has their own superpowers. That's what makes you you. It makes you good at your job and whatever you do. I say, why leave it at work? Take those same amazing qualities that you have. Bring them on home. They'll help your kids to be the best, their best selves. You know, share with them the best of you in addition to your personality and your love and positive reinforcement, etc. But if you're really good at something, teach your kids that skill. And whether they do it well or not is completely irrelevant. The point is that they had the experience and they had an opportunity to try it. That's what's important, because success comes in all sorts of different levels and ways, shapes, and forms. You know, did you do well on your test? Did you score great at the basketball game? Or did you manage not to burn the toast this morning? You know, success can be measured in different levels, but ultimately giving of yourself and using your superpowers at home is a really important thing and not to separate. Now, how did I do that with public relations? Well, just about every day in some way, shape, or form, from the moment the kids woke up. Positive reinforcement. It's something that we do as PR professionals with our clients when we prepare them for an interview. When we debrief after the interview, we always try to come up with something positive. And then we come up with things that we can share to improve the situation. Now, at home, if there was a situation, I'd always try to share the positive. And again, offer some alternative ways to look at things so that the kids might be able to improve or not. Really up to them, just like it's up to the client. So that's a PR practice that was exercised at home nearly every day. And, you know, you might give your client a handshake and say, well done. That was really, really great. At home, I would give my kids a hug and say, well done. That was really great. So for the let's say 20 seconds, because there's scientific research that shows if you hug your kid or hug anybody for 20 seconds, that there's a wonderful transference of positive energy that can really help uplift you and improve your mood. So in 20 seconds or less, you can breathe lots and lots of positivity and love between you and your child. Now, this isn't scientific, but I always wait till my child releases first so that they can get whatever they need. And then when they do release, I usually smile or I wink or something else. So in a matter of seconds, I can build a sense of love, a sense of acceptance, unconditional love, acceptance, instill confidence, instill self-esteem. And it only took 20 seconds or less. And that's a practice that's been adjusted from a handshake to a home version of it.
That is such great advice, And I can say that my world shifted when, like, once I became done with being one person at work and the other person at home. And so, you know, really finding the correlation and exuding yourself in both places is the real you, you know, and being able to lift up our kids that way. And so I'm curious. Go ahead.
Please.
So I'm curious from your perspective, like, I vividly remember this moment where I was walking into work and I just felt like, okay, time to put on this mask, you know what I mean? Or time to put on this hat. And I got to this point where I was like, I don't want to wear two different hats. I want to wear one hat all the time. So did you have this revelation of, you know, like, where did this wisdom come from? Do you think it came from just years of, you know, being in your career in PR, you know, just over the years as your girls were getting older? Did you have a moment of a pivotal moment of struggle? Like, where, how did you come to this perspective?
Well, the perspective is actually retrospective. I was sitting with my daughter, my older daughter. I have three children. I have a son and two girls. And we were on the couch and she said to me that she had a friend in the military who was getting married. And her friend was concerned that she wouldn't be able to balance parenthood and educational and professional pursuits. And my daughter looked at her and said, "What are you talking about? My mother's been doing this for 25 years. Of course she can." So my daughter looked at me and said, "You know, Mom, you made mistakes, but overall, I think you got it right. I think you should help the next generation of mom to benefit from your expertise and experience." And I said, "Well, that's a really nice thing to say. May I have that in writing, please?" And, you know, affirmation from your own child. It was unexpected, and I was kind of blown away by it. And then when I thought about it, I thought, well, what exactly did I do right? And that's when I understood that I had used my professional skills to raise my kids. And the reason being is because, you know, there's certain things in public relations that are just very innate to me. I look at text and I have to edit. It's just something that I do. When I see something that's off, I have to edit. The question is not whether I'm going to edit, because I'm going to edit. Question is how am I going to do it? So with the kids, the same way that I would approach a client, I would edit in soft colors, never red. I would sit with them and tell them how fabulous their first draft is, even though there's no such thing as a perfect first draft. You know, we all have to know that. We're all editable, even the best of us. We all need a second pair of eyes. No such thing as a perfect first draft. So just understand you're getting your ideas on paper and be prepared. And it's okay. Exhale. It's okay. And I did this with my children as early as first grade. Do you know why I did it as early as first grade?
Tell us.
Well, what biologically happens to all of us in first grade, Charlesy? Think dental.
Will you repeat that? I didn't hear you. What did you say about the first grade?
In the first grade, we lose our teeth. Our teeth start to fall out.
Yes.
And in the first grade, you also learn sentence construction because you've already learned your ABC in kindergarten. So by the time you hit first grade, you're learning to put a subject and a verb together, right? And maybe a direct object on a really advanced day. So I use these two parallels to hone writing skills as early as first grade. So my kids, and here's an idea for all the parents out there. When your child loses their tooth, instead of just putting it under their pillow and them getting the payoff, turn it into a traditional writing exercise because they're going to have to lose all their teeth eventually. So this means that every time they lose a tooth, they're going to do this. Have them write a request letter to the tooth fairy. Dear tooth fairy, I've lost my tooth. I'm very excited. I know that you're going to be delivering money to lots of kids around the world tonight who also have lost their tooth. I would really, really like a quarter or 50 cents or a dollar, whatever works in your house. I don't know what the going rate is today. And if you run out of money because you have lots and lots of kids tonight, can I have a milk chocolate bar instead? Or something along those lines. Signed, Susie. And then take that letter and with a soft color, edit the letter and say to your child, that was a fabulous first draft. Well, well, well done. Now, can I make a little suggestion to make it even more fabulous? And then they'll say, oh, yes, mommy. So you show them with a cool pink color or green or yellow or blue or whatever their favorite color is. And then that way they learn. And then have them, after you've edited, rewrite it. Again, practice. And then when they're done, fold it, put it in an envelope, write tooth fairy on the envelope. Put the tooth into the envelope too, slide it under the pillow, assignment complete. And not only did they have a writing assignment, but they had fun because they were advocating for themselves. They were also learning how to advocate for themselves to get what they wanted from point A to point B, which is ultimately a life lesson, how to advocate for yourself. They practice what they learned in school. They practice writing. They practice sentence construction. They practice accepting feedback, which is also very important. Again, there's no such thing as the perfect first draft. And you've had a wonderful, wonderful parent-child experience along the way. That is a practical public relations strategy that was very, very natural to me, and one that ultimately became a tradition in our house and continued long after my kids, all of them understood that neither I or my husband were the tooth fairy.
Oh my goodness, I love that. I love that. And that very much resonates with me because at the time of this recording, my son lost his first tooth last week. And so, yeah, it's, and we can also pick it up with our daughter just because she's lost, you know, I think six teeth or whatever, but you're so right. Like that's such a practical, you know, exercise to have them do. And it's even more than just writing a letter to the tooth fairy. And before you, shared that with us, shared that idea with us, you said something about how you and your daughter pinpointed this, you know, she said, Mom, look at all that you've done. You know what I mean? It's when you have allowed yourself to look back and you see the pieces. And so often from what I see in my clients and the women I talk to is we put so much pressure on ourselves from the beginning and from the start of, I have to get this right. I have to do this. I have to do it a certain way. We put so much emphasis on it. And then And it's almost like if we don't get it right now, if we don't do it now when our kids are six, then later on when they're 16 or 26, you know, at that point it can't be just as good. You know what I mean? Here you are looking back and you're seeing all of these things come together. And so then now going forward, maybe you're not impacting your kids because they're, you know, they're older now, but you're paving the way. You're giving it these new moms, this new generation of women. You're empowering them and going forward. And so I don't know why that really resonated with me. I think it's because just the idea of trusting our journey and trusting where we are in the process, and that even, you know, it's never too late. It's never the end. Even if you didn't do something at 30, but now you have the opportunity to do it at 50 or whatever age, like that is still beautiful. There is still so much goodness in that.
I agree with you. I agree with you. You know, Charlesy, we are parents until the very last breath we take. And I'm still PR parenting. I'm still looking at each day and going, how on earth am I going to handle that? And then I think, all right, which approach should I exercise on this one? And then I go for it based on, at this point, experience, because I've been doing it for, you know, 25 years at this point. But every day brings a new challenge because the kids continue to grow and evolutionize, and there's always a new experience that presents itself. And because of this new experience, there's always something new in terms of content to add to the repertoire. I mean, I'll do a part two of this book someday. PR parenting, the next chapter, you know, 20 plus. So even just a couple of weeks ago, something happened where I had to employ a PR prep exercise before you, as you're prepping a client to go on to an interview, you run through the who, what, where, when, and why of the interview. Who are you going to be interviewed by? Where are you going to go? How long is it? How long is it supposed to be? When will you be back? What's the disposition? What's the stance? Who, what, why, when, how? Always. I do the same thing with my kids. Who are you going out with? Where are you going? How long are you going to be? When are you going to be back? What's going on at the place? From a safety perspective, I always say that there should always be somebody at your last destination that knows when you're supposed to arrive, so that if you don't arrive, you know that there's trouble. And as long as they're living at my house, that person is me. And I also ask my kids, and this is for the moms of teenagers out there, I always ask my kids to text me every hour if they're going to be out late, so that I know when I wake up in the middle of the night that everything's okay. And if things are not okay, I always tell them that they can call me at whatever time they want and I will come get them. And that if they're in a situation where they're being encouraged to do something they don't feel comfortable doing, that they can always blame me. Just blame it on me. No problem. Add it to the list of things to blame me for. And call me if you need out and I'll come get you. So that they always have choices and they're never stuck. So, and there's always an action plan. If things go well, this is what you do. If things don't go well, this is what you do. It's how I prep my clients for a presentation and for a media interview. It's exactly how I prep my kids now that they're older, and also when they're younger, when they're going to school. This is what you should expect. And if something like this happens, this is what you should do. Who, what, why, when, how. And the questions pertaining to the expected and the questions pertaining to the unexpected. That way, you always have a game plan and your child knows how to react or not react based on your preparation.
Oh my goodness. So good. So good. I knew you would be dropping wisdom today. I just absolutely knew it. Thank you so much for sharing that. And so, Yeah, if you will, talk to us about what this new chapter looks like for you, like as far as your book and your program and how you're truly blending the two together.
Well, this is ultimately part of a movement, a new PR parenting movement that I'm creating with the community so that it starts now and hopefully continues on for generations to come. Way after I'm gone, I hope y'all are still PR parenting. And the tools that have been created to give this a jump start is a book called The Power of PR Parenting, How to Raise Confident, Resilient, and Successful Children Using Public Relations Strategies. It will be available, drumroll please, on Amazon on April 4th. In the meantime, we've already opened up lines for the community to begin so that you can follow everything to do with the book and the program and all sorts of other things that we're doing in the community. And you can sign up there at PR for Period Life, and four spelled out F-O-R, so P-R-F-O-R Period Life. And anybody who buys the book, Charlesy, also gets a free workbook. Because this is my gift to you, because after you read the book, which, you know, talks about the successes, my hiccups, but it also gives you how I did it and then gives you exercises in the book so that you have an action plan. But I want you to deep dive and make this unique and apply it to your own special situation, because there's certain things that are universal, but then there's certain things that you have to say, well, you know, in my neighborhood, this is how it works. So apply these questions, and the answers are very specific to you, and only you have the answers. But the questions, I want you to think about. And so you can write stuff down, you can type things, you can write things, whatever works for you. But this way you have something tangible in your hand and something concrete on a piece of paper that says, okay, this is what I'm going to try if this thing ever happens, and to prepare my kid and to prepare myself and have it go about this or that or the other thing. How do I handle this? Come back to the very beginning of this discussion. And anybody who wants to have a little extra help, I'm starting a program on May 24th. It's going to be 5 weeks, limited signups, 10 to 15 people. And we'll walk through all of the strategies in the book, but I'll be available to coach all the moms and interested dads on their specific situations so we can deep dive and together figure out how to handle this, that, or the other thing. And I've worked with world leaders and CEOs all over the world, and it is my honor and privilege to be able to help the next generation of mom figure it out so that you have an easier time at parenting than, well, the old timers did. And with this new way of thinking,
that is so exciting.
So yeah, I'm hoping that this is going to be helpful for everybody, and that it gives y'all a new way of looking at things and a new way to really source your own superpowers to help your children be their best selves.
Oh my goodness.
And you can follow me on Instagram too.
I am so happy for you. I'm so excited for you. And I just really love your heart. And thank you. Thank you for following the path, you know, in your career to where you learned all of this wisdom. You know what I mean? Thank you for the following your path as far as like being a mom, because I think so often we can discredit the journey while it's happening. And yet, maybe on the other side or later on, we can have this revelation of, oh my gosh, it makes sense now. And so and there can be many moments of that, right? And I just really love the work and the movement that you're creating, because it empowers and equips us moms or future moms, It allows us to put more tools in our toolbox to not only be better moms for ourselves, but then pave a new way for our kids, to empower our kids and There is such a beautiful, there's just so much beauty in that. So thank you so much, Margie. Thank you. Thank you for who you are.
That's a really nice thing to say, Charlesy. Thank you so much. I'll tell you a little secret about the book that nobody knows yet, is that the foreword was written by my son and my daughter. So if anybody's wondering about the stories that are told in the book, if the kids know about them, they all read the book. My husband approved, my kids approved, and my kids actually gave me a written endorsement. And one of the things that they did say in their foreword, which, by the way, they wrote, I didn't see it when they wrote it. They worked with the publisher, sent it. I only saw it after the fact, didn't touch it. But they actually, to your point, called it a toolbox for the next generation of mom. So y'all take the toolbox, do your thing, have some success, exhale, give yourself a break. No such thing as the perfect draft. And that's all part of resilience. If the first try doesn't work, there's plenty of times to try it over and over again. All good.
Oh my goodness. You are such a blessing, such a blessing. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. And of course, I'm definitely getting the book. I definitely want to check out your program, and all of those links will be included in the episode description of this podcast. And the one thing I wanted to say is I just want to encourage every single woman listening to check out this PR Parenting Toolbox. If you decide ultimately that for whatever reason it doesn't fit for you and your household, then that's fine, right? But at least let's have the openness of adopting new tools and bringing in new information and learning a new way so that we continue to feed into our kids, to continue this momentum that has already started in many other facets of lifting each other up, of really grounding ourselves in who we are and our self-esteem. And oh my goodness, I have chills right now. Absolutely chills. So thank you for creating this movement. Thank you for creating this toolbox. And just thank you for being here.
It's been my absolute pleasure. Let's do it together, Charlesy. Okay? Teamwork.
Absolutely. Baby. Let's do it.
Doesn't Margie have such an interesting and fascinating perspective with her knowledge and how she approaches her children, the practical exercises and tools that she shared with us that we can apply in our own lives? And then not only that, but I hope that by hearing her journey and her story, I want to pour into you a little bit, that by hearing Margie's story and her journey, she has been doing PR parenting for much, much, much longer before her book gets here, before it hits the shelves. Her book hitting the shelves is not what deems her qualified or at the point of arrival for her to be able to do these things. Now, the fact that she's an author, you know what I mean? She has already been living this in her own life. So whatever is on your heart right now to either start doing or continue to do, I want to remind you that everything in your life is supporting you and leading to the desires and the things that you are called to. And you do not have to wait to the point where the money comes in, the clients come in, that you replace, you know, the income that you had, you know, the number of downloads, all of these things, the book hitting the shelves. You do not have to wait to that point before you are qualified, before you realize, and what's the word I'm looking for, before you officially get crowned the authority and the person who can speak on these things. If whatever in your life you feel called to, if it's something that has worked for you, something that has worked for your kids, share it. You are worth it, and you are qualified for the simple fact that it's on your heart and that it's coming through you, and you want it to come through you. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Be sure to check out Margie and her book. Oh my goodness, definitely pre-order it now while it is available. And then also, if you feel called to, I just lost my train of thought. If you felt called to join the Made for More Masterclass or the Be That Girl and or the Be That Girl program, you can check out both of those links in the bio. Thank you so much for being here today. And just, you're amazing. Keep doing the amazing things that are on your heart. Until next time. Thank you.